This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Colorado's Health Insurance Exchange opened on Tuesday of this week, allowing consumers to compare and purchase insurance in a whole new way. But the state's insurance regulators are looking into complaints from some individuals and small businesses who say they've received letters from their current carriers warning them to renew their current policies or face higher costs. I'm talking about this with Jeff Nuttall, publisher of the Northern Colorado Business Report. What are insurance carriers doing to try to keep their current policyholders on board?
Well, they're sending letters to their customers that include an offer by the carrier to renew the policyholder's plan before that holder's normal renewal period at a manageable rate increase, saying that if the policyholder waits until the renewal period in 2014, his or her rates will shoot up.
Okay, so how does this work with the Affordable Care Act and the new plans for 2014? I mean, is this tactic even permissible?
Yeah, the Division of Insurance is keeping an eye on the situation, but they're investigating complaints from individuals and small businesses who found the letters confusing or misleading. In anticipation of these notices, the DOI issued a regulation in late July that dictate what letters from carriers discussing plan transitions must include. The rates quoted in the letters refer to grandfathered plans, which are allowed under the Affordable Care Act and are not included in the DOI's analysis of rates for new health plans released in mid-August.
Well, have other states experienced some confusion with these carrier letters?
Some of the states, Erin, have experienced similar confusion, but one went so far as to fine a carrier for misleading customers. In September, the Kentucky Department of Insurance fined Humana more than $65,000 for sending letters to policyholders instructing them to renew within 30 days or be switched to a more expensive policy. The letter received in Colorado did not suggest that, but rather encourage customers to renew their grandfathered policies early. The Colorado Division of Insurance did not identify any specific carriers about whom they have received complaints, but they did say that anyone who has received a letter or is unsure of what it means should contact them.
Okay. So you mentioned that grandfathered plans are allowable under the new health care law. How do these grandfather plans work?
Well, plans that were created before the Affordable Care Act was signed into law can be considered grandfather plans that can be renewed indefinitely and don't have to comply with the Health Care Act. As long as the grandfathered plans don't change, except within parameters outlined as acceptable by federal law, they will maintain their grandfather status. Premiums on the plan can change without impacting their status, but still must be reviewed and approved by the DOI.
So how do the rates for these grandfathered plans compare with new plans?
It varies by plan, but grandfather plans often are less expensive than new plans because they don't include elements that are mandated by the ACA, including the set of 10 benefits called essential health benefits. These benefits include such things as prescription drugs and maternity and newborn care. Many people believe such benefits should be available a la carte so that each policyholder can buy the benefits that apply to them.
Right. I mean, as an example, a 50-year-old male who has no need of maternity benefits when he's shopping for a plan, you know, just for himself.
Exactly. For reasons such as this, many are choosing to stick with their current plans. And for those people, renewing early to lock in lower rates is an attractive prospect.
So what about people who want to purchase new plans?
Well, the Division of Insurance is encouraging customers to shop around, of course. The enrollment period is 6 months long so that customers have the time that they need to find the right plan.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome, Erin.
Jeff Nuttall is the publisher of the Northern Colorado Business Report.